Jerry Bader Show, 1035. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Common Core has evoked some of the most passionate emails that I've received from listeners in some time. I've done segments on it before. I haven't done one in a while, as public hearings on this take place throughout the state. I shared with you Tony Evers' rationale for why this is all just wonderful. And no, there's no indoctrination, and it's rigorous standards that will prepare every child for college. Now, there are a lot of different things I have to say about this. I don't think we should assume every child should go to college. There are skills that are needed to do jobs in this country that require a technical education, a vocational education, but not a college degree. Well, how come you should say not everybody gets to go to college? You went to college. Your producer went to college. Oh, so you got college is good enough for you guys. My wife did not go to a four-year college. She's very happy in her career. Weird, because she had almost like a 4 point in high school. But it was a decision she made. I don't know if she'd make the same decision again. I don't know. But she's happy in what she's doing. There are people who can live very fulfilling lives, and there are trade occupations where you make some pretty good money. We do need people in those professions. Not everybody. Somebody's got to do that work. And there are people who will find that work fulfilling. However, we have marginalized that work, be it construction, plumbing, whatever. I know people in the trades I just mentioned and others. They're very happy in their work. The ones who are most happy are the ones that own the business, obviously. I know people who work for those things, too, that are happy. We need electricians. We need those things. But there are a lot of other criticisms beyond that that you can make about Common Core. And we'll get to calls here. If you're waiting, just be patient, because I'm going to be just a few minutes here. Education Action Group News is, I use the Education Action Group Foundation's news service quite a bit. Here's their take on this. And this is one of several that I have. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about Common Core. One of the biggest is, what kind of ideas are leftists going to try to slip and spin into your child's classroom through the Common Core experiment? There is no doubt it will happen. There's far too much documented evidence of liberal educators actively designing lesson plans and strategies to indoctrinate students into their school of thought. And they don't just target college students and high school kids. Many of their strategies call for the indoctrination process to begin in the early elementary grades. One might argue there's a firewall against such political mischief, since it's up to local school districts to decide how they're going to teach the new math and English standards to students. But most school districts in Common Core aligned states won't be designing their own unique curriculum. That would require a lot of time, money, and brain power. Instead, most districts have purchased or will purchase a pre-written Common Core-ready curriculum from a major textbook company, like the Zahner Bloser Company. Now, that was Evers' argument. No, local school boards can still pick and choose, but will they? Or will they take this easy, ready-made route? One of the books mentioned in the third grade teaching guide is Si Se Pueda. Do you know what that means in Spanish? Yes, we can. The book concludes with its very familiar title in its Rights and Responsibilities unit. Most Americans would probably expect a unit about citizens' rights and responsibilities to be firmly rooted in the constitutional principle of individual rights, as described by the Bill of Rights, and checks on the power of government. But that's not the goal of Si Se Pueda at book and lesson plans. According to the guide, the central question for students to grapple with is, how can we work together as a community to stand up for our rights? You can already see where this is going. Si Se Pueda tells the story of a 1985 SEIU-led janitor strike in Los Angeles. If you're not aware, SEIU is Service Employees International Union, among the most liberal of the liberal unions. As they put it, as he puts it, one of the largest and most radical far-left labor unions in the country. So that's the kind of community authors are referring to. One example, trust me, there are more. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Ron in De Pere. Ron, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. I don't even know where to start with Tony Evers' diatribe of defense. Yes, one thing he said is true. The standards in Common Core are higher than what Wisconsin previously had, because Wisconsin's previous was at the beginning of the standards movement. They were very thin, not really good. Everybody recognizes that. Internationally benchmarked, Dr. Stotsky, the only language arts expert on the validation committee, said repeatedly the committee asked for documentation to evidence that they were internationally benchmarked. They were given nothing. Rigorous, Dr. Milgram, also on the validation committee, stopped just short of saying the math standards are a joke. Algebra is delayed till ninth grade, and he can go on and on about kids will not be ready, both of those doctors say, and they're both experts in education, will not be ready for a standard four-year college. At best, they will be ready for junior college. They say kids will think deeper. They will have problem-solving ability. They will be able to draw conclusions. I started teaching 52 years ago, and I was doing that from day one. I didn't need Common Core to get kids to think. If a teacher can't get kids to think without Common Core, I suspect that teacher shouldn't be in the classroom.
By the way, one of the people you mentioned, Dr. Sandra Stotsky, she is being vilified by the left.
Well, you should have heard her down in Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
She was unassailable in what she said and the credentials that she has to back up what she said.
For those who are not aware, and Ron, thanks for the call, the person to whom he refers is Dr. Sandra Stotsky, who served on the Common Core Validation Committee 2009-2010, left for state lawmakers, White's Wisconsin reporters Ryan Eckvall, educators, parents, and taxpayers at the second of four scheduled legislative public hearings on Common Core standards in Fond du Lac Wednesday. Her message was, Wisconsin needs first-class education standards, and the Common Core ain't it. Develop your own first-class standards, Stotsky advised the Badger State. You want first-class standards, but you don't have them in Common Core. She said Wisconsin should go back and consult with faculty at the mathematics, engineering, and English colleges and high school teachers throughout the state to develop Wisconsin-based standards. Stotsky directed a rewrite of Massachusetts K-12 academic standards as commissioner there from 1999 to 2003. Those standards are rated among the best in the country and surpass Common Core in both English, math, and according to a ranking by the Fordham Institute, a conservative-leaning education think tank that supports Common Core. Now, Ron made a good point. Yeah, they're stronger. They're stronger compared to what Wisconsin has. But two, what about the ideological slant? By the way, the Tampa... Is it the Tampa Tribune, which is the original paper that has the stupid PolitiFact? It's the Tampa newspaper. Shockingly, they did a bunch of fact-checking attacks on Common Core and found them all false, including hers, from that Fond du Lac hearing. Shocking. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I don't agree with Common Core at all. And as the last caller said, well, kids are supposed to have more critical thinking and whatnot. I emailed you earlier this morning a couple pictures from a friend of mine of what the New England school or New London school district is having sent home as homework. Some of these questions are political questions, very personal questions about the student and the parent, and me and my friend are appalled by these questions. And from what I understand, my friend isn't going to allow their child to answer these questions and turn them in, and they're actually going to go down to the school about it.
Can you resend those? Jason, have you seen those? Can you resend those to this address, to Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com?
If that's the one that I sent it to, but I'll resend it.
Yeah, give it another shot there, would you?
Okay, no problem.
That we're not seeing it. Thanks a lot for the call. Do appreciate that. Also want to read an email here. Yeah, Lisa's email. Jerry, here's a trick question. If these topics were discussed in your child's sixth grade textbook, what is the subject? One, Comparing persuasion and propaganda. 2. Advertising. 3. Media literacy. Setting and conflict in movies. 4. Producing a documentary. 5. Persuasive techniques in commercials. What's the answer? English language arts. Yes, English. In addition, they also claim that the classics are included in the textbooks. However, many are adapted works, so it's not the author's original work. Before each piece of literature, they pose a topic for kids to focus on before they even read the work, thus putting in their mind a predetermined focus point, I think it's focal point, that will be in their mind as they read. No critical thinking. A friend of mine that spends much time in international countries says that is typical in socialistic countries. As an English major, the English language arts is a sham. Most of the works have been written recently, and there's a complete loss of classic works. It would be like teaching music without talking about Beethoven, Schubert, and Mozart. Well, yeah, just talk to the Wausau School District. Thanks for having this discussion. Yeah, I have a little more to say about this in 3 minutes. There's a few other criticisms out there I want to share. This is a full-court press by the mainstream media to paint as whack jobs those who would oppose this curriculum. Does it mandate loss of local control, but it encourages it by doing all the work for local districts? It's 10:47.
The Jerry Bader Show.